Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Ramsey County Assessor, your resource for property valuation and classification in MN. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value, determines property classification for tax purposes, maintains field records, and works to provide accurate and equitable valuation of all real and taxable personal property in the county. Real estate professionals in MN rely on accurate county assessments for pricing, negotiations, and advising clients on property tax implications. Review current property valuations and classification records at the Ramsey County Assessor's website. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN Agents, how commissions work and who pays the bill. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps MN professionals clearly communicate their value to clients in a competitive market. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission conversations with buyers and sellers are transparent and informed. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. St. Paul launches Pauly, new online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Pauly, a secure online platform for managing permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and related services. Real estate professionals in MN can streamline project timelines by handling St. Paul permitting and inspection processes digitally rather than in person. Learn more about accessing Pauly for your St. Paul projects at the link below. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN licensed assessor lists updated weekly. The Minnesota Department of Revenue refreshes its list of currently licensed assessors every Friday afternoon during the fiscal year. Real estate professionals in MN rely on accurate assessor licensing status to verify property valuations and ensure transaction compliance. Bookmark at revenue.state.mn.us/currently-licensed-assessors to check the latest licensed assessors before your next deal. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Hennepin County Property Information Search. MN Tax and Assessment Records Online. Hennepin County offers a searchable property database with public records on property tax payments and assessment values. MN real estate professionals can quickly verify tax status and assessed valuations during transactions, due diligence, and client consultations. Add this tool to your research workflow at www.hennepin.us/residents/property-information-search. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Average MN real estate commission rates. What pros should know? HomeLight breaks down the average Minnesota real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps Minnesota agents competitively position their services while educating sellers on retaining more proceeds. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the source to refine your listing presentations. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MN cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.